Boys Triple A Basketball Championship on WMSS. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jazzland, TJ's Car Wash, Fortney Printing, Dan and Don Fury Construction, Siebert's Garage, Pete's East End Pub, Steelton Italian Club, 230 Cafe, Mid Penn Bank, and Linda Grady Remax Realty. Now let's take it out to the game with Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Giants Center. Steve Levy along with Brian Kaiser here for the District 3 AAA Boys Championship game tonight. It is Steele High taking on Bishop McDevitt. The Rollers looking for district title number 15. Bishop McDevitt is looking for their third, but they haven't won any since 1989. Should be a great matchup between these two teams. They've played twice during the regular season. Bishop McDevitt seemingly won both of those comfortably, but hey, it is the playoff game. And you saw on Monday night what Steele High can do. They can be in any game that they play.
They are a team that is playing with tremendous confidence right now. Confidence is a dangerous thing when you give it to a group of high school kids, because all of a sudden they can do anything. And we saw that on Monday night when Steele High came in against the number one seeded Susquehanna Township Indians, took the game to them, shot lights out from the field in a very difficult place to play, and ended up winning the game to get to this championship game against Bishop McDevitt. Bishop McDevitt poses some height problems, but Steele High is used to that this year. The thing that's difficult that maybe most teams don't have that McDevitt presents is a height, and a guy can control the show with what he does with that height, and that is Malik Gantz, the 6'4 senior. He is the basically point forward on this team. He runs the show. He can affect the game by scoring, but he can affect the game just as much by creating. And that's the guy that is going to be the trigger man for the Crusader attack today. He'll be dishing to a couple of big guys underneath with Mark Ray and James Williams. But make no mistake about it, if Steele High is going to win this basketball game, they must neutralize the effectiveness of Malik Gantz.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, Brian Kaiser will talk to both coaches in this game, Mike Gaffey of Bishop McDevitt and Rick Binder of Steele High. Again, it's the District 3 AAA Boys Championship game. Steele High, Bishop McDevitt, back with more of the pregame show after this. You're listening to Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steele High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Bishop McDevitt head varsity coach Mike Gaffey. Coach, it's been a long time for this program since it last was in a district championship game. What has it been that has given this team the ability to make a run and get to this point?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of things that go into that. You know, as a coach, when you first start out back in November, there's a lot of just simple baseline type things that you establish with your team. you know, sprint back on defense, contest every shot, show up on time for practice, you run 2 minutes for every, or 2 laps for every minute you're late, get rid of the profanity. There's so many little things that you start with to build your foundation. And then obviously with your players, then you try to establish a fun, up-tempo way to play with some rules. And we're still a work in progress with that. You know, it's my first year, and one of the things I always, you know, talk to other coaches about is you don't really have your true imprint on your team your first year, but we have some great seniors that have really tried the best that they can to buy into whatever the new coach is selling, because, you know, they just were 27-3 last year. So you can't just take the apple cart and turn it upside down. You have to keep some things the same that worked. And still trying to impress upon the guys, hey, here's some ways to play the game of basketball that, you know, we think will be effective, not just for you, but for Bishop McDevitt and for having a successful team.
With you being in the high school game for many, many years and then getting an opportunity to coach at the collegiate level, is that collegiate level opportunity one of those things that you bring a lot of that information here to this part after seeing that sort of an up-tempo opportunity?
Sure. Well, one of the things you do at practice, you tell your seniors, and we have a lot of guys who want to play basketball in college, hey, a college coach, you know, he has to put food on his table for his family. So if you're going to go through drills, half speed, and practice, you know, they're going to cross you off their list. So we try to get guys to practice hard. And then as far as the college game goes, the one thing I've noticed that's different, and we'll find out whether or not that's true tonight, is at the college level, there are five guys that'll hurt you at all five positions. So in other words, you blow an assignment and someone's open the corner, they'll hit a three on you, and it won't just be in the first quarter, it'll be the entire game. So that's one of the things we noticed in high school, is sometimes, you know, you can maybe shade or stay off certain people to help on some of the better players and not get burned as badly as you do in college. In college, you really have to get out and defend the three-point line, because there's five guys that can make threes instead of three.
It's a Steel High team that your team has already beaten two times this year, and both times pretty handily, at least score-wise. I don't want to say that your team's going to be overconfident, because in a game like this, you would hope that's not the case.
Right.
What was successful that you expect Steel High to try to focus on against you?
Well, both games, they jumped out to big leads on us. So it wasn't like we demolished them from start to finish, because we did not. So how are you?
Good.
You have gray hair now, so do I. I don't know. Like, for our guys, we talked to them last night and just said, look, if we have to, you know, say something to inspire you to play tonight, then something's wrong. So hopefully our guys, we've been working very hard on that all year, because, again, last year, Bishop McDevitt was 27-3. So many of the teams that we played this year, they didn't take seriously because they've already beaten them by 30 points. And so we've really worked and spent a lot of time on that this year, just getting our players to take the opponent seriously. And so the very first time we played Steel High, we said in the locker room, we hope you guys think this game is just as big of a deal as they do, because right now, tonight, they think this game is a big deal. So, you know, you'll know and I'll know after the first quarter if, you know, we're taking them seriously.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Hey, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Same to you, sir.
Okay.
That was Bishop McDevitt head coach Mike Gaffey. Back with more after this here on the pregame show. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number's 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Steel High head basketball coach Rick Binder. Coach, your team just came out in semifinals against Susquehanna Township, shot lights out, and took the game to Susquehanna Township. I think that probably surprised a lot of people, but I'm sure it didn't surprise you.
Well, you know, Susquehanna is a team to beat around here all the time, them and McDevitt, and we knocked on some shots. We were able to keep a nice tempo that we wanted. We didn't want them to get a lot of easy baskets, but we only had 8 turnovers, and we played a nice, fundamentally sound basketball game. And then down the stretch, we made our foul shots when they counted.
And it seems right now that your team is shooting the ball, not just outside, but as you said, foul shots and key situations, they're shooting with a ton of confidence right now.
Well, at this time of year, everybody plays good. So it's who's going to execute the night that you play. It's like in the NBA, they have 7 games. Usually the better team wins, but I'm not sure we're the better team than Susquehanna, probably not, but on that night we were, okay, so we got it to the final against a team that's beaten us twice and by double figures, so we have our work cut out for us.
Let's talk about the first two games between these two teams, as you said, by double digits each time, but your team jumped out early against this team in both games. Is it something where at some point they just started executing, or did the team wear down? What is it that you can change to make this a different result?
Well, you can't play at this level. You can't play one quarter or three quarters or whatever. You need to play 4 good quarters of solid basketball. We played a good first quarter against them and a fourth quarter here. Then we were tied at halftime, and then they kind of took it to us the second half to beat this team. Who's very, very talented, we're going to have to play 4 good quarters of basketball. And that's offensively, defensively, rebound the ball, make our foul shots. And it has to be 32 minutes like we did against Susquehanna to have a chance.
In the zone, the 3-2 that you used, is there something that they specifically do very well that gives your team problems? That now that really it seems like your team's playing that defense about as well as it can be played, is it something that's it will be fixed?
Well, the Gans kid is a handful. He doesn't have to score for them to win. He can score a lot more, but he distributes the ball to everybody. He gets them going. He drives through stuff. He is in the open court. He's very unselfish. And, you know, probably the best player we played against this year. So in both games, we couldn't control him. So we're hoping to do a better job on him and then make sure we play better offensively. They hurt us with some in the second game. First game was some 1-3-1. And the second game, we were okay 1-3-1. And then we turned the ball over. You know, we have a ninth grade point guard. And both times he had a rough time with it. So hopefully, Bowman's been coming off the bench and playing a little better. And, hopefully we're a better team right now.
Last question for you, Coach. I think a lot of people are expecting this game to be a race up and down the floor. Is there a tempo that you'd prefer this game to be at?
Well, if it's up and down the court, it's going to favor them because they have more depth. Okay, but we like to run and pick our spots. If we can get some easy baskets, we'll take some easy baskets. But if we got to make good choices. If we have numbers and we don't, then we got to bring them back out and try to get a good possession on every offensive possession. But we'll run. We have to play like that because we're not that big. We don't get a lot of inside shots. So a lot of things have to happen. And our kids are confident. We had a great game with Harrisburg, and we had that game when we missed the foul shots, and we were able to beat a good West York team who took McDevitt to overtime, and we beat Susquehanna, who beat them twice. So hopefully our kids will use that and give them confidence to win a district title.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That was Steele High head coach Rick Binder. Back with more after this here on the pregame show. This is Rick on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steele High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
And welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Lee and Brian Kaiser here for Triple A Championship Basketball here in District 3 as we have Steele High taking on the Bishop McDevitt Crusaders.
This should be a very intriguing game, and for no other reason because you've got two teams that have seen each other twice this year. They no longer play in the same division, but they still have a rivalry where they play twice. McDevitt came out, beat Steele High both times earlier this season, but it is right now Steele High who is playing their best basketball of the season. Not to say that McDevitt has not looked very impressive in their playoff games as well, though. They have done quite well. Let's take a look at the Crusaders who are being announced first. They are the number 2 seed, 20-4, third place in mid-Keystone under first-year head coach Mike Gaffey. Starting lineup for the Crusaders, a 6'1 senior, averaging 9.5 points a game. Reggie Hopkins, a 6-foot junior, averaging 5 points per game. That's Nick Gemmel. You've got a 6'4 junior, averaging almost 16 a game. That's James Williams. Mark Ray, he's a 6'4 senior, averaging 15.5 points per game. The guy that everyone keeps an eye on, Malik Gantz, a 6'4 senior, who averages just over 18 points per game and is getting looks from several Division I colleges for next year. The opponent will be the number 4 seed, Steelton High Spire Steamrollers, 21-5. They were 11-1 and the champions of the Mid-Penn Capital under Rick Binder, back on the bench for the first year after a little bit of an exodus away from Steele High. Their starting lineup tonight, a 6'1 junior averaging 7 points a game, Jerron Grayer. A 6'1 senior, averaging almost 21 points per game, Dequan Fleming. Fleming at 950 career points on his career. Jaquai Jenkins is a 6-foot junior at 16.5 points per game. Malachi Young, the 5'10 freshman at almost 4 points per game. And Kayvon Jackson, coming off of a huge performance in the last game, 21 points against Susquehanna Township. He's a 6'1 senior, normally averages 10 points per game.
I will take time out as we have the national anthem again. It is Steele High and Bishop McDevitt. We'll have tip-off back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
TJ's automatic car wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser here for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship game, Steel High and Bishop McDevitt.
Take a look at our keys to this game for Steel High. I think tempo is going to be very important. This is a team that they like to run the basketball. I don't think they have an advantage when they do that against McDevitt. I think they have to be a little bit more deliberate tonight, pick their spots, as Coach Binder said, but I think they need this to be a slower tempo game. And for Bishop McDevitt, I think the very beginning of this game, very important to them. They need to try to assert their dominance early in their game. In this game, they've gotten out slow starts against Steel High the first two times they played and then roared back. I think tonight, the longer you let Steel High in this game, the more this team is going to continue to believe that they can win this championship instead. I think those are your two biggest keys to tonight.
William and Fleming at center circle. The official will step in. Let's go. McDevitt wins the tip. Ray gets it back into the backcourt to Williams. Now it's going to be Gantz, top of the key. Goes over to Williams, tries the three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound. Fleming runs it down. He has the rollers on a break. Goes over to Jenkins on the left side. Now they'll slow it up. Back over to Jenkins. He'll pull the trigger from downtown. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound on the backside by Fleming. He gives it to Greer. Back out to Fleming. He'll throw up the three. That's no good. Jenkins the rebound again for the Rollers. Back to Jackson. His three is blocked, but Jackson able to get it. Tries to run her down a lane. That gets blocked as well. Goes out of bounds by a touch by the Rollers.
And anytime you take the ball inside against this Bishop McDevitt team, long arms in the paint, looking to erase shots.
Gantz. Cross midcourt for the Crusaders. We have just underway. No score. First possession of the game for the Crusaders. Or rather, the second one. Gantz with a foul line. Passes down underneath. Loose ball, and Greer picks it up.
Quick hands that time from Fleming. Got a piece of it, and Greer gets the steal.
Fleming in the front court. Comes across. Gives it to Jenkins, who wheels back around to the right side with a pass to Jackson. Jackson comes back to Young. Young top of the key. Over to Fleming. He now has the top of the key, slicing down a lane, kicks it off to Greer, works the baseline up and in for the first point of the game, and that's Duron Greer.
And Greer is a guy that if you can get him going as an offensive weapon early on the inside, teams will all of a sudden have to respect that. Could open up the threes.
Hopkins tries the three. That's no good. Backside rebound, though, by Ray. That rattles in and out. Rebound control this time by the Rollers. It is Jackson. He'll take it from the top of the key. It is good. And he picks up right where he left off on Monday night. The Rollers lead 5-0.
And a mistake defensively from McDevitt. They came up the floor, but nobody stopping the basketball. Everyone trying to match up, but nobody finding the guy with the basketball. That being a red-hot Kayvon Jackson.
Hopkins. Now it's Gantz, top of the key. He'll try the three, and he answers at the other end for the first points of the game for the Crusaders.
And that's what you need your star player to do. Malik Gantz recognizes his team needs a bucket. They need somebody to steady things. He comes in and strokes a three.
5-3. Greer, top of the key. He'll roll down the right down the lane, but the finger roll up and good. Greer with four early points here. It is 7-3 Steel High.
Impressed with the way that he's picked up his offensive game early in this contest.
Gantz tries to pass its tip, but it gets back out to Hopkins, who tries the three. It is good.
Yeah, the rotation that time, excellent work from McDevitt to dump down low and the kick out because the zone must sag to try to protect inside and then has to try to expand back out and didn't have a chance to do so before the three.
7-6, Steel High. There's Jenkins down the lane, out of control with the shot. Rebound goes off of a Crusader out of bounds. Steel High will keep possession with 5:15 left to play in the first quarter. 7-6, Steel High. Jenkins will try to get it in, does so to Fleming off of a pick, and he's going to have it stripped and out of bounds. The Rollers will have to inbound it again. Good defensive play by Hopkins.
Now Hopkins reaching the arm in there, otherwise that's an uncontested layup. A lot of times you'll see that be called a foul anytime you get even close to making contact on the play like that.
Inbound pass is a high one, and Jackson cannot control it. It goes out of bounds, and McDevitt is going to get it via the turnover.
Credit to Crusaders defensively for really doing a great job of adjusting things and making sure that there is no easy pass in for Jenkins to find somebody open.
Gantz comes over to Gemmel. Gemmel back to Gantz, top of the key, fakes the shot, now drives down the lane, tries to pass it off. It is going to be knocked out of bounds and saved by Steel High.
And Coach Binder quickly up off the bench to ask about that one. It did look like it touched Gantz last, but it also looked like there could have been contact. That's that sort of 50-50 play you see every time when that sort of thing happens.
Ray tries a three-pointer. That's no good, but the rebound is run down by Gantz, who unloads a three, and it is good. And McDevitt leads 9-7 on three-pointers. Here's Jackson. He'll try a 12-footer from the wing. That's no good. Rebound by the Crusaders. Up the court, Gemmel. Going to Williams to the bucket, high off the glass and in. And McDevitt now with an 11-7 lead. It's an 8-point run for the Crusaders.
Rollers are playing too fast right now, Steve. This is a game where the tempo favors Fish McDevitt getting up and down the floor, and that time they had numbers.
Jenkins going down the lane, finger roll up and good. 11-9, Crusaders with the lead.
That being said, when the lane opens like that, you have to attack it. And Jakai Jenkins, an excellent troubled penetration down the right side.
Gemmel at the top. Comes over to Hopkins. Back to Gemmel. Now it's Gantz. Foul line. Lost his balance. Jackson picks up the loose ball. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Over to Young. Down the left side. His shot is blocked by Gemmel. And he gets the rebound. Here come the Crusaders. Hopkins from the wing. 17-footer. Got it. Reggie Hopkins with 5. It's 13-9 McDevitt.
Yeah, we're just going to say they're letting them play right now, folks, because you've got two teams that are used to having a lot of contact, a lot of hands and faces and things like that. No fouls so far.
Jackson drives baseline, kicks it out to Young, tries the three. It is good from the right wing. Malachi Young's first point of the game at 13-12. The lead is cut to one.
Big bucket for him for his confidence.
And foul line jumper. That's good. Points are coming in bunches here for both sides now. 15-12, McDevitt.
And Gantz with eight of them, as he's gotten the hot hand early for McDevitt. 3-for-3 from the field.
Jenkins to Young. Foul line. Greer going down the left side of the lane. Puts it up and in. Ron Greer with 6 points here in the first quarter. It's 15-14, McDevitt.
Quick first step to the basket. Caught Williams off guard.
Gantz. Cross pass to Hopkins, tries the three. It's good from the other side.
Is somebody going to miss a shot? They're just lighting them up right now. McDevitt's 4-for-7 outside the arc.
18-14. McDevitt, Greer, from the left wing, goes into the paint. Passes to Young, cutting to the bucket, but he missed the layup. Rebound, Fleming back up and in.
And everybody now in the starting lineup for Steel High has scored. Great look from Greer, set up Young, missed the chippy, but Fleming so good on the offensive glass for a stick back.
2:05 left to play in the opening quarter. It is 18-16, Bishop McDevitt. Gantz slowing things down now. He'll drive with a finger roll, up and good.
Crossover and the 3-2 zone is supposed to allow you to back down inside and not allow that penetration, but they have to respect the size underneath.
Young to Greer, baseline jumper. That is good. Greer with 8, 20-18. This is just back and forth for the last 2.5-3 minutes. Teams are holding the ball for maybe 10 seconds and then scoring, if that. Here's Gantz working off the screen, kicks it down low to Ray, puts it up and in.
I believe this is about as fast-paced, high-scoring a first quarter as I can remember for quite some time in a championship game.
Jenkins to Young, down into the corner. Is Jackson back out to Jenkins, spots up for three. From the iron, it's no good. Rebound by Hopkins for McDevitt. Hopkins across midcourt. Runs into a double team. Now he'll kick it off to Ray. His pass was tipped, and Jackson able to steal it away for the roller.
Well, that's a great overplay, too. The reading of the play gets under and undercuts the offensive player.
Rare foul line jumper. That's short. Rebound is by McDevitt. Here comes Gantz. Behind the back dribble, gets by the pressure. And going down the lane, that is Williams, and he is going to be fouled. First foul of the game in what has been a super fast-paced first quarter.
Yeah, one of my keys at the beginning was tempo. Johan needs to slow it down. Well, I don't think that's happening right now. We got two teams. But what you're seeing is a defense for Steel High that right now has not figured out a way to stop the weapons of Bishop McDevitt. It's a very difficult matchup for them overall because the size of McDevitt forces them to stay home down low on the block. So that means Gantz, who is an outstanding one-on-one player out front, has his opportunity to try to pick his way against the players out top of the zone.
Williams makes both free throws for the Crusaders. 24-18. McDevitt leads by 6 here with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ja'Kai Bowman in the game for the first time for the Rollers. He has it in the front court on the left side. He'll pass it over to Jenkins. Jenkins comes back across to Bowman. Bowman to the top of the key. Kicks it back out. Jenkins, he'll step inside the arc. Back out. Bowman, three-pointer on the way. Front of the iron, that's no good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off of Fleming, they're going to say. It's going to be McDevitt ball with 19 seconds to go in the quarter. McDevitt with the basketball. Leading by 6. They'll play for 1 here.
They're just going to let everyone catch their breath.
Gantz just dribbling with it. 7 seconds. Now he approaches the wing. He'll fire the deep 3. That's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bowman. 1 second left, and he'll just heave it. And not even close. We'll take timeout. We've reached the end of one quarter. It is Bishop McDevitt, 24, Steel High, 18. Back to the second quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Wrestler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
One quarter in the books here. The Giant Center District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship and Bishop McDevitt leads by a half dozen here. 24-18. The Rollers to start the second quarter with a basketball. It'll be Jenkins going over to the right side. Now drops back into the front court. Passes across court to Bowman. Now Greer foul line. He'll drive to the bucket and get fouled on the way in. Looks like Gemmel is going to pick up the foul.
I think they're going to make it a non-shooting foul also.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's not going to be Gemmel, that's why. It's going to be on
Marsico,
who just checked in for the first time. It's quarter break.
A couple quick stats. Rebounds in the first quarter, 5-5. And that's mostly because there weren't many missed shots in the first half.
Jenkins for 3 from the left wing. It is good. Ja'Kai Jenkins with 5. It is 24-21.
Rollers now 3-for-8 outside the arc in the game.
Gans hits Callie going to the bucket. And Kyrie Callie gets his first basket rather quickly. 26-21. McDevitt.
And we're on pace to be in the 80s here for both these teams at some point. At some point, you think one of these teams is going to have to blink pace-wise, but so far it has not happened.
Jackson into Greer. He'll put it up and in. And Jerron Greer having a good game offensively.
Yeah.
26-23. He's got 10 of the roller points.
We're used to him being a player that is really more concerned with the defensive and holding down the fort down low. He's been a force inside, and there he steps in front of an alley-oop.
Yep, they're trying to set up the alley-oop, but it's picked off. Here comes Jenkins, dribbles into traffic. Now he has to wheel back into the front court. Long cross-court pass. Jackson tries the three, is partially blocked. Fleming got his hands on the rebound. It's now being tied up by everyone, and McDevitt's going to get it on the jump ball.
The look was a good one, and that's where Jackson has to recognize the defense is coming over so quick. You have to look for a cutter down low. You have to look. You're going to have that defense come over so quickly, you're not going to be able to get a shot off. McDevitt wants a timeout. We'll take one as well.
Yep, 6:28 left to play in the second quarter. It is Bishop McDevitt 26, Steel High 23. Back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulate Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser with 6:20 of the play in the first half. Fish McDevitt leads the Rollers 26-23.
These two teams have really gone at it here in the early going with up and down sort of pace. And we're used to Steel High with that kind of pace. And this Fish McDevitt team under Mike Gaffey, last year they under Jeff Hope, they ran at this pace too. Just didn't get the job done in the district playoffs. Getting upset before they had a chance to get to the championship game. Lest we forget, back in 2001-2002 season, Mike Gaffey was the head coach at Steel High for just one season when he was replaced by Rick Binder the next year.
Ray open in the corner, gets the three. It is good. McDevitt back up by six. Steel High almost turned it over. But here comes Bowman down the lane, puts it up and in, and he's going to get the foul. Chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, a great take from Bowman, who had a little issue in the middle of the season, lost his starting job as a result of it. He's really done his time, and now he is back to being the player with the explosion that he has. His height is needed for this team, and his impact is being felt.
Misses the free throw, but the rebound's run down by Fleming. Goes to the bucket, no good, and he is fouled. Now Daquan Fleming going to go to the line to shoot two for the Rollers as the shot did not fall. And I think this is another foul on Williams. Yep, that's going to be his second. Team's third. Steel High with just one foul here in the first half, and that'll suit Coach Binder just fine.
Yeah, and that's going to mean a substitution for McDevitt, because they're going to bring Gemmel back in. It's going to make them a little bit smaller out there in regard to they were trying to put Gantz, Ray, Williams, and Kali at the same time. All the 6'4 guys out there trying to make a mismatch in that way because of the two fouls on Williams. They're going to have to go away from that.
First one good from Fleming. Second one rolls around and is good as well. 29-27. Lead is two for McDevitt. Now in the backcourt, Gemmel up court. It gets to Ray, but it's too strong for him, and it's picked off by Bowman. He saves it one out of bounds, and here comes Jenkins across midcourt.
Stinky move of the press after the two made foul shots for Steel High, and McDevitt just didn't handle it well.
Bowman will drive right side, high off the glass, and good, and we're tied at 29.
Bowman is a tough matchup in the open court because he has the skills of a guard, and he gets picked up by Callie, who's more of a low post player.
Gantz, cross court, Ray, three-pointer, front of the iron, no good. Rebound, though, on the backside by Gantz. He puts it back up and in. Gantz with 12, and the Crusaders back up 31-29. Rare, bringing it down. One-on-one to the bucket, and he gets it slapped away and stolen away by Gemmel.
Yeah, great play by Gemmel. That's a guard against a low post player. Same thing the other way.
Ray, an out-of-control shot down the lane. No good. Rebound by the Rollers. Here's Bowman. Foul line. Hesitated way long. No good, but they're going to get a foul.
This would be the phantom. I can't believe that he missed the shot that bad. There must have been contact kind of foul. Gantz will pick up the personal foul and is absolutely incredulous as a result.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 4:52 left to play in the first half. It's Mitch McDevitt, 31, Steel High, 29. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number's 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leek, Brian Kaiser, 4:52 left to go in the first half. 31-29, Mitch McDevitt with the lead. Ja'Kai Bowman at the line for the Rollers to shoot two. He's made some clutch free throws over the past couple games. We'll have two here in this winning short. 65% on the season at the stripe.
Yeah, 0-for-2, though, here in the early going, and his shot does not look on at this stage of the game. And he's pulling the string on it. He's been short on all of his misses so far.
Second shot on the way. This one is good. 31-30. Devitt's lead is a single point. Now up court it gets to Callie in the front court. He'll hand it off to Hopkins. Now goes Gantz. Tries to get to Callie. He mishandled it. Back to Gantz though along the baseline and reaches it way out and scoops it up and in.
You can't teach body control like that. You either have that or you don't. That's a special player, Malik Gantz.
33-30. The lead is three for the Crusaders. Here is Bowman from the right wing. He'll dribble into the paint, puts it up with an ugly left-handed scoop shot, and the rebound is controlled by McDevitt.
That's where Bowman has to recognize he does not have a good look. He's got to dish that somewhere else and be more patient.
Hopkins, Callie, back to Gemmel near center circle. 4:12 left to play in the second quarter. 33-30. McDevitt leads by three. Gantz off a screen, top of the key, going left, coming back right. Ray tries the three, rattles in and out, but we've got a foul, and Jenkins is going to commit it, and it's going to be three at the line for Mark Ray, who was 71% from the strike.
Absolutely drives coaches nuts when you foul a jump shooter, especially in a three-point shot. You want to get the hand in the face. You want to contest the shot. But you can't follow through and knock the guy down. And unfortunately for Steel High, Jenkins did that. And Ray goes to the line for three of them.
Misses the first one. He'll get two more here.
Right. It's a guy who's getting some college looks as well. Local college is taking a look at this guy right now at the D2, D3 level. Wants to see how high he can go, though, after the season when everything shakes out.
Second and third shots are good. So 35-30. Crusaders lead by five halfway through the second quarter. Here goes Jenkins flying by down the left side of the lane. No good with the shot. Gets his own rebound, though, and forces it up. Again, no good. Rebound fought for, and they're going to say out of bounds off of McDevitt. It'll be still high ball.
It was definitely off of Callie last because Jenkins was able with the body control to do so. But Jenkins, after missing the first shot, Callie had the rebound. Jenkins strips it away from him, but missed another one right underneath the basket. Steel High now struggling a little bit more around the paint.
Bowman passes it to Fleming. Back out to Bowman. He'll shoot the three, front of the iron. Rebound is by Ray for McDevitt. He'll give it up to Gantz. Gantz going down, tries to split everybody, and they're going to get Bowman on a reach-in.
Because you have no choice but to reach in at that point because your defense isn't set up the way that it needs to. They get back quickly enough in transition and that meant that Gantz was going to go right down in the middle of that zone and hit the weak spot, was going to have a wide-open layup. It's a good foul.
Now pass to Ray, corner three, no good. Rebound, run down in the corner by Jenkins for Steele High. He'll bring it up the floor, trailing by five. Jenkins, center circle, bounce pass to Fleming, right wing. He'll drive into the paint, puts it up and in, but there's going to be a foul called before the shot.
It definitely was contact on the way to the basket. They're going to get Mark Ray with the personal foul. After having only one foul the entire first quarter of play, both teams have picked up a few more. That's now the 15th foul against the Crusaders.
Bowman, Jackson, back to Bowman. Just back into the front court a little bit. Top of the key. Now left side is Jenkins. Jenkins approaches the wing, steps back, fires the three. Back of the iron, no good. Greer with a put back up and in.
Just finding himself in very good shooting positions. That time sneaking on the backside, the weak side glass, because Bishop McDevitt was not anticipating Jackson or Jenkins with the step back three.
35-32, cross court pass. Goes to Hopkins, and it is going to be a foul on Jenkins?
Yeah, it is. And he doesn't like the call, but he definitely got a piece of the arm reaching in on that one. It's something that it seems like they've been letting go so far in the game. That's two on Jenkins.
So Gemmel to inbound from the sideline. Gets it in. Hopkins tries a deep three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Callie. He'll put that up. And somebody got a hand on it, and Jackson comes away with it. Jackson crosses midcourt, goes over to Bowman, left wing. Bowman into the lane, passes back out, but he traps with one too many steps.
He's starting to lose a little bit of the poise that he's shown so well the last couple games. But with the foul trouble on Jenkins, they're going to need Bowman to stay in. Young will come back in, but Jenkins is the guy who has to sit down. I think it's going to be a very important time for Steele High, because now Bowman is pressing on the offensive end of the floor. They have to be very, very careful at this point that Bishop McDevitt doesn't make a run at the end of the half.
Gantz, right wing, trying to get around Young, and he's going to be called for a carry. Is that the call?
I think it's a carry. He's trying to work off the screen. No, they're going to the table. Illegal screen,
yep.
If it is. Nope, they're going to say charge. For a second, I thought they were calling an illegal screen, and the guy that they would have been pointing to is James Williams, and that would have been his third. Instead, it's Malik Gantz's second foul. Timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 2:16 left to play in the second quarter. It is Bishop McDevitt 35, Steele High 32. Back after this, this is Roll Basketball on WMSS.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steele High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
Welcome back to Giant Center. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Jordan Myers, our studio producer this evening. Mr. McDevitt leads 35-32, District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship game. Malachi Young with a pass into the backcourt now, into the front court with a dribble, hands it off to Jackson. Jackson steps back, fires the three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Gemmel for McDevitt.
Not the best of shots there either. It's just too quick. And not the flow of the offense. I know it's something that he feels comfortable taking, but I don't think this is the right time for the step-back three.
Gemmel goes across. Gantz tries a three. Front of the rim. Rebound by Greer. Hands it off to Young.
And I'll say the same thing. That's a quick shot, and these two teams who started off so hot in the field have definitely cooled off here in the second quarter.
Jackson, left side, dishes it off to Bowman. Thought about it. Now he'll come back to the wing with the dribble, passes it off to Young, back near the Giants Center logo. Dribbles around to the right side, now fakes the drive, comes back, Greer at the elbow, spins down the lane, puts it up and in.
He's got it going, and he also recognizes he's got Williams on him with those two fouls who has to back off.
Shot at the other end is no good. Rebound grabbed by McDevitt. Hopkins is able to track it down back near midcourt. Gantz, top of the key. 1 minute to play in the second quarter, 35-34. McDevitt leads by a point. Gantz runs in through a double team, and they're going to get a foul against Bowman, I believe.
That's the bailout call because Gantz dribbled right into the double team, and he did not have a good situation as he did so. But they blow the whistle. Young was going to have it uncontested the other direction, and instead it's team foul number 5 against the Rollers in the second against Ja'Kai Bowman.
Inbound pass, open 3, Hopkins, no good. Rebound by Fleming.
Crusaders are really settling for threes right now. It's not their game. They're not attacking the defense the way that they should be inside.
Fleming, right wing, kicks it over to Jackson. In the corner. He'll drive baseline, gets around the defender, puts it up and in.
And Malik Gantz did not defend on the play. Did not get down the stands. And Jackson saw it, went right around him.
6-0 run. And here's a steal. Jackson's gone the other way. 3-on-1. If they hurry, Bowman to the bucket. He missed the layup. Rebound is grabbed by Jackson. He'll put that back up and in. Rollers lead by 3.
And you're getting to a point in the game where Steele High really believes. They know they belong on this floor, and they're playing like it right now. Forcing turnovers and getting transition buckets.
Gemmel to Gantz. 5 seconds of play in the half. Gantz, deep three on the way. Good with 1 second left, and that'll take us to the halftime buzzer. We are right where we started this night, tied, except there are 38 on the scoreboard. We'll take timeout. Again, our score at the half. Steele High, 38. Bishop McDevitt, 38. Back with a halftime show after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steele High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steele High Rollers.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back. We are at halftime here at the Giant Center, District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship, Steele High and Bishop McDevitt. And we are tied at 38, Brian. A highly entertaining first half.
I definitely agree with that. This has been excellent end-to-end basketball. If you like offense, this is the game for you. If you like defense, you're probably waiting for some to show up. Not just because the two teams have high scores, because sometimes you'll see games that are high scoring, but the defense is the reason it becomes high scoring because of all the transition. It's not the case here. We've seen some opportunities in the beginning of this game, especially McDevitt came out, and they were getting wide open looks from the field, and they were knocking them down in that first quarter. Second quarter comes along, they started settling for the outside shot. They continued looking at the perimeter instead of trying to press their issue on the inside. I think the most disappointing thing, I think if I was Coach Mike Gaffey right now for the Crusaders, is they have not taken the ball to the basket hardly at all. And they've been living on the jump shot. Really speaks for how well they've shot in the first half. And Malik Gantz, when you have a talent like that, that sometimes will happen for you. He's got a team high 17. You look at the other side, you got the Rollers who they're just doing what they do, which is come out, they're going to take their share of threes, they're going to make their share of threes, and definitely not the clip they were hitting it against Susquehanna Township. But, I mean, that's kind of hard to ask for anybody to do that again. The surprise in the first half is the offensive presence of Jerron Breyer. 14 points in the first half. I don't know that he's missed a shot, and if he has, it's only been one from the field so far. And, you know, when you've got Breyer with 14 points in the first half, there's a guy who in the playoffs averaging less than 6 points a game. In the regular season, 7 points a game. And the one time that he was over 20 this year was game one of the regular season. That was 22 against Camp Hill. Since that time, his highest scoring game in any game since that first game of the year was 14 points. He's got 14 in the first half of this game, and what he's done is he's recognized his team's need for some stability, some sort of offense from the middle inside, and he has taken the ball strong to the basket. It's accomplished a couple things. It's kept Steele High being able to have the looks from the outside because they have to respect it a little bit more. And it's also gotten a little bit of foul trouble because Williams and Gantz, both with two fouls, were the Crusaders.
Yeah, usually you look at Greer and Fleming. You know, it's almost like Greer's the muscle and Fleming is the hustle underneath. And Daquan Fleming is a guy that we really haven't seen much of tonight.
But he's doing the little things.
Yeah.
He's on the rebounding end of things, he's making his presence felt there. Scoring-wise, he's only got four in the first half. But you just have that feeling that with Steele High, even in this first half, this is a team that really thrives on confidence. We saw it on Monday, and we're seeing it again right now. They have a good start to the third quarter of play. I like their chances in this one.
All right, we'll take timeout. Again, our score at halftime here, it is Steele High 38, Bishop McDevitt 38. Back with the second half of action after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steele High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Welcome back to Giant Center. We are at halftime here. Steele High and Bishop McDevitt tied at 38. Brian has the halftime statistics.
For the Rollers, Jerron Greyer, the leading scorer, 14 points in the first half. Kayvon Jackson, 7 points, 5 for Ja'Kai Bowman, 5 for Ja'Kai Jenkins, 4 for Daquan Fleming, and 3 for Malachi Young. Foul trouble in the first half for Steele High. Jenkins and Bowman each with 2 personal fouls. And for Steele High, 3 made 3-point baskets in that first half. There were 3 for 4 from the line. for McDevitt, led by Malik Gantz's 17 points. It was 8 for Reggie Hopkins, 7 for Mark Ray, 4 for James Williams, and 2 for Kyrie Kelly. For McDevitt, they made 6 three-point baskets in the first half, were 4 for 5 from the line. Rebounding battle is about even.
All right, we got time for another timeout, so we will take it before the start of the second half of play. Again, it is Steel High 38, Fish McDevitt 38. Back with the third quarter after this. Here is the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, REMAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number is 364-3530. That's REMAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Pete's East End Pub, 12443 South Front Street in Steelton, is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
Minutes of basketball yet to be played here tonight. The first 16 were even. Steel High starts the third quarter with the basketball. Inbound pass gets to Jenkins, goes over to Bowman. Cross court. Now there's a high pass, and Jenkins has to jump up to get that one down in the corner. Fleming double teamed. Looks for Grayer at the elbow. He'll put the shot up and good. And Jerron Grayer keeps it going here as we start the third quarter. Steel High up 40-38.
Conscious effort to look for him, and because they used the size outside to try to trap, it left Grayer a little bit more of a mismatch inside.
Williams to Gemmel, who drives in, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound, though, is by Williams on the backside, and he taps it up and in. We're tied again at 40.
His foul troubles did not allow him to really get his offensive game going. There's a guy who has actually led this team in the playoffs with almost 19 a game.
Jenkins over to Bowman on the left side. Bowman dribbles back towards midcourt, comes back over to Jenkins. Back cross to Bowman on the left side. Steps through the defenders, now dumps it off to Grayer, kicks it out. Fleming back out, Jenkins, three-pointer, that's short. Rebound, Jenkins able to run it down, but he tied it up momentarily. Enough to get the jump ball, but it'll be McDevitt basketball.
No, he missed that shot as soon as it left his hand, and that's why he went and chased it. Got in there and got part of the offensive rebound nonetheless, with Crusaders with the basketball after that. The 1-3-1 is what Bishop McDevitt comes down in. It's a defense that gave Steel High problems a couple times in the regular season. We'll see how they try to continue attacking it. If you get touches in the post area, as a turnover for McDevitt.
Yeah, pass to Hopkins went right through his hands and out of bounds.
We know what Steel High is going to play defensively. It is rare that this team is going to leave that 3-2. They're just so comfortable in that defense. But for McDevitt, the 1-3-1 is something where the corners should be open. You have to value the basketball, though, out top.
Pass to Bowman. They'll bounce it over to Jenkins on the right side. Runs into the double team. Back to Bowman. Back over to Jenkins. Back to Bowman on the left. Bowman looking, tries to get it inside to Grayer, but it's tipped around and stolen away by McDevitt. Now it's stolen right back. Grayer going to the bucket. Up and good.
Took it right in. Even tried to draw contact, but didn't get the call. But a great steal by Steel High.
Reverse layup attempt by Ray. That's no good. Fleming gets the rebound. Gives it to Jenkins. Cross midcourt. Leaves it for Bowman. Finger roll up and good.
And a great job leaking out from Bowman. The Rollers have it going here in the second half. And a quick timeout from Coach Gaffey.
Timeout. McDevitt will step out as well. 5:47 left to play in the third quarter. It's Steel High 44. Bishop McDevitt 40 back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
5:47. Let's play in the third quarter, District 3. Boys basketball, AAA championship. New High leads 44-40. Quick 4 points there by the Rollers, and they lead it by those 4 points.
Not really sure how many people thought when they saw the draw. West York, a very respected team. Susquehanna Township, the top seed. And then if they survive that far, Bishop McDevitt, I don't know how many people would have had Steel High with the lead at this point in the championship game.
Hopkins left open for three in the corner. Can't get it. Jackson runs down the rebound. Almost steps on the sideline. Fires a pass to Fleming. Cutting to the bucket. No good. Sorry, that was Jenkins. No good with a shot. Rebound by McDevitt. Here comes Gantz. Almost he lost the dribble. The ball got into the hands of Greer, and then Gantz just poked it running by, and it'll be Steel High basketball.
Gantz is having trouble right now with his penetration in traffic. He's losing the basketball because he's pressing a little bit too much, realizing that he's got to make a quick but aggressive move, a decisive move against this Roller defense, and he's just having a little bit of a problem with the handle.
So the 1-3-1 here for McDevitt. They get it down to Fleming in the corner, open for three. He'll take it. He got it. Three-pointer for Fleming.
Dead on where we are. Our vantage point high atop the Giants Center, and you can just see where that left his hands. That was pure.
47-40. Fairly certain that's the biggest lead in the game.
Definitely
for the
largest
Rollers.
Lead of the game for the Rollers.
Gantz in the front court on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. He'll unload the shot. No good. Rebound by Jenkins.
Just settled for the three. Did not work the ball around. And that's my biggest problem with what McDevitt's doing.
Bowman cutting to the bucket. Can't convert on the layup. McDevitt with the rebound. Here comes Gantz coming down. Gives it to Cali. Spin move to the bucket. Up and good.
Big miss from Bowman because it turned into transition points the other direction because Steel High didn't get back defensively the way they needed to. And as a result, McDevitt, instead of being down 9, has clawed within 5.
Jenkins, top of the key. Slices down the left side of the lane. Tries a shot. No good. Rebound, Cali. Gives it up to Gantz. Gantz bringing it down, and he again lost the basketball. Was it poked away, or did he just lose it? The officials will talk.
He got it poked away. It's the right call. In fact, I would actually argue that there probably should have been a foul on Kayvon Jackson because he definitely got a piece of the arm on the way, but the way that they have called this game the entire way, they have let these guys play for the most part.
Now pass down to Cali along the baseline. Comes back out to Gemmel. Gantz cross court. Ray takes the three. Hand in the space. No good. Rebound cannot be saved from going out of bounds by Cali, and it'll be by basketball.
Coach Gaffey continues to encourage his team on the sideline. Coach Binder, though, he wants timeout. We'll take one, too.
3:46 left to play in the third quarter. Steel High 47, Miss McDevitt 42. Back after this is the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
WMSS, number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Hey, welcome back to the Giants Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser. 3:46 left to play in the third quarter here. It is Steel High 47, Miss McDevitt 42 for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship.
I think a lot of people would wonder, why is Coach Binder calling a timeout there? You're up 5, you just got a turnover. What are you worried about? I think what Coach Binder is looking at is the last time they had the basketball on offense, they took a quick shot. You don't want to force the action right now. You have the lead. You want McDevitt to have to come to you, and they've switched up defensively. They're now man-to-man.
Jackson over to Bowman. Tries the three from the iron. No good. Rebound. McDevitt in position. And finally, Williams clears the board. Long up-court pass. Almost tipped away, but Gemmel able to get to the spot. And now it's poked away. Here's Fleming. Bring it down one-on-two. Getting around. Nope, not getting around Gantz. He lost it to Gantz. Here comes Gantz the other way. Three-on-two, and he lost it. Trying to pass it through to Cali, cutting to the bucket. And it'll be Steel High basketball.
And that's Malik Gantz getting too fancy. He's got a 3-on-2 break, but instead of attacking the defense, he tries to do it with some showing movements with his arms, and it didn't buy him any time, and he was too far out to actually pull that off.
Jackson Cross midcourt for the Rollers. They approach 3 minutes to play in the third. Grayer, right wing. He'll dribble into the paint, spins, gets behind his man, high off the glass, and good! Rolled around the rim, and Grayer gets a bucket. He's got 20.
I don't think he's missed a shot, Steve, and that one had every chance of going out. They just dared him to take, and he picked it stronger to the inside.
Ray drives into the paint. He's going to be fouled on the way there. I think Grayer got it. He was the first guy he got around.
Nope.
No.
Fleming.
Yep.
Well, we'll just say with the lack of fouls we've seen so far, there's not really any foul trouble in the game.
Inbound pass gets to Williams. He puts it up and in, and he gets fouled right off the inbound play.
The Ohio sweep defensively. We're not looking for a quick movement to the inside. They got one. And Fleming with another foul, and Williams will go to the line.
Williams with 8 points. 2 for 2 at the line.
Hopkins returns. He'll replace Ray and give Mark Ray a quick breather on the bench.
James Williams trying to complete the three-point play. Free throw on the way. It is good. He's perfect from there tonight. 49-45. 4-point lead for Steele High, who have the basketball. It's Bowman bringing it across midcourt over to the left side on the front court. Now gets around his man, slips right down the lane, and got in trouble and had to throw up a shot. It was no good. Rebound, Gant. Fires it over to Hopkins, left side. Hopkins cutting to the bucket, now trapped underneath. Throws it in no man's land, picked up by Jenkins. 2-on-1 the other way. Jenkins going to the bucket himself. Up and good.
And nobody cut him off with a mistake from Hopkins just back into the game, throwing the ball just blindly to the middle of the court when he got cut off down low.
Steel High, 51. Benjamin McDevitt, 45. Gant, front court. Goes left side to Hopkins. Back out to Gant, side of the key. Down along the baseline. Cali bumps into Grayer, and he's going to get the charge.
First foul against the Crusaders in the second half. And Grayer down low, just standing his ground. That was definitely a 50-50 situation. They have decided that Grayer had established his location. Substitution for McDevitt. They will bring Ray back in place of Gemmel.
Jackson in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline, top of the key, slicing right down the lane, puts it up, no good, rebound is going to be by Gant. And McDevitt will bring it down the court. 100 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Gant spins foul line and tried to pass it to nobody, and Grayer picks it up.
It's Gant again, getting caught too quick.
Jenkins, 3, no good. Rebound, Bowman underneath, puts that back up, and no good. Rebound grabbed by Jackson, and he gets it poked away, and it is going to be out off of McDevitt.
Couple of second-chance opportunities. Just imagine right now, Steve, if the Rollers were making some of these second-chance opportunities. They've actually been a little bit cold recently from the floor.
Inbound pass gets to Fleming. Fleming, left wing. He'll get around Ray, going to the bucket, and the shot is erased by Williams, tipped out into the corner, and here come the Crusaders. Here's Williams going to the bucket. Bowman ties it up, and it's going to be a jump ball. The Rollers are going to get possession on the jump ball. That was a great play by Bowman.
It was a great play. I'd love to see a replay on that one, though, because that's a play that I don't think anyone looking at it initially would have thought. It almost looked like he was trying to intentionally take the foul on that one to make sure he didn't make the basket, and he got his hand on top of the basketball. Great job by Bowman.
Jack, top of the key, gets around Gantz, goes to the bucket, up, and he's going to be fouled on the way.
This is frustrating right now for Bishop McDevitt, because I think what you're seeing is a lot of the calls are not going the Crusaders' way. And this is where, as a team, you see the calls aren't going your way. This is a team that you dominated during the regular season on two separate incidents. Now you got Gantz picking up his third personal foul. Sometimes you just wonder, is it going to be our night? And the indications right now for McDevitt is that answer is no.
Jackson, first shot is good. We'll get another. is 66% on the season. Cannot make the second one, and the rebound is lost out of bounds. Up now, they're going to switch it and pay it. It was off of Steel High, so McDevitt will have
it. It was never a switch. The referee pointed the wrong way because as soon as he pointed one way, he was saying one thing, pointing the wrong way, and Jenkins, who thought he knocked it off of a Crusader left, started jumping up and down in protest.
So McDevitt with the basketball. It's Ray down to Cali along the baseline. Comes back out. Gantz. He'll try to split defenders. Tries a finger roll. No good. Rebound. Williams put that back up. No good. Rebound again by McDevitt. Put back up and in by Williams, and he will be fouled.
And unfortunately for Bishop McDevitt, this is what they should have been doing the entire second and third quarters. But they settled for jump shots. And when you settle for jump shots, if they don't fall, you get yourself in trouble. They have the height advantage. They should be attacking. And they finally are starting to attack the inside.
Williams' free throw is good, so he converts the three-point play, 52-48.
Foul was on Grayer, his second, so first Steel High. Nobody with more than two personals.
And Gantz has three. He's the lone guy with three in the game for McDevitt. Fleming with it. On the right side in the front court, hands it off to Jenkins. Coming back around to the right, little Steel High play for one. No, Jenkins going to drive to the bucket. Now comes back out, pass, and Greer has to run back for it. It's saved from going back court by Jackson to Greer. Threads it over to Fleming. His shot is blocked. Jackson saved it for no reason, unfortunately. Inbound. Here comes Gantz the other way, and he is fouled from behind by Bowman.
The save from Jackson didn't make any sense. I mean, it's erased the inside, thrown out of bounds by Bishop McDevitt on the inside. Why are you saving the basketball when you don't have any help under there? It turns into an easy transition opportunity that picks up a foul, the third one, against Daquan Fleming.
That's Bowman.
Yeah, it should have been Bowman.
Yeah, it's Bowman.
Yeah, they put it up wrong first on the board.
Free throw by Gantz is good. Uses all of the rim to finally go through. He's only 60% on the season. Gets a big one there and pulls McDevitt back within three.
And Steel High has had the chance to run away with this game and have not done it.
Second one's no good. Rebound put back up and in by Williams. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. The Wolves step out our score. After three, it is Steel High 52, Bishop McDevitt 51. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter coming up after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
TJ's automatic car wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. We have just started the fourth quarter of Steel High. Leads Bishop McDevitt by one. McDevitt Crusaders have a six-point run going here. Here's a pass inside. Shot no good. Rebound by Fleming. He'll get it to Jenkins.
Yeah, he tried to look for Williams. Grayer contested it just enough that was not able to convert it.
Jenkins from the center circle, drives to the top of the key, kicks it over to Young, who's now in the game. Young loses it. It's stolen away. Here comes Gantz by himself, going to the bucket, puts it up and in, and McDevitt has the lead.
You had Young get his pocket picked, and because he was dribbling inside, there was no one to rotate back on that one, so an easy uncontested for Gantz, who now has 20 to lead McDevitt. It's Grayer leading the way for Steel High with 20.
Bowman brings it down, right side, gives it to Jenkins, tries the three, that's off the mark, rebound by Gantz underneath, but Greer pokes it from behind, gets it to Bowman, who gets it erased by Gant.
Gant's upset that he got his pocket picked from behind by Grayer, who's just played a phenomenal game. And then Bowman comes inside, and another shot being erased by the Crusaders. This time, Gantz is there to knock it away.
McDevitt leads by one. Steel High with the basketball. He bounce pass gets to Fleming, going to the bucket, and it is no good. It was short, and rebound controlled by McDevitt.
It was blocked from behind. I think that was Ray who got a piece of that one.
McDevitt with the basketball. It is Gantz across to Ray. Bounce pass down in the corner. Jackson almost got in front of it, but Callie able to get it. Now back to Gantz, front court. And McDevitt slowing things down here. 6.5 minutes left to play. Gaffey over there barking out orders to his squad. Gantz is over Gemmel. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Williams puts that back up. No good. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds this time, and it's going to be Steel High basketball.
Couple of great opportunities inside. I thought that was awesome. Off the Steel High.
I thought so, too.
It's something they do a lot with rebounds. They tip the ball to an open spot. They tip the ball, and the referee thought it McDevitt had done that.
Bowman hands it off to Fleming. Now it's Jackson back near center circle. 6:05 to go. McDevitt by one. Brayer, top of the key. Over to Bowman. Steps up. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye!
And he needed that one, too. He's got 10 on the game, but his shot has just not been going from the outside. And Ja'Kai Bowman steps up and hits a big triple to give the Rollers the lead back by two.
55-53, Steel High. Round it goes to Ray in the right corner. Ray Gantz going down the lane, forces it up, no good, but he is going to be fouled.
That'll be three on Grayer. So now the two leading scorers in this game each have three personal fouls. And Gantz will go back to the line for Bishop McDevitt. Tremendous player. He is going to be very good wherever he decides to go to college. He has the type of game that really will translate well to the collegiate level. Good size at 6'4", good basketball skills, understanding of the game.
Made the first, missed the second one, but McDevitt gets the rebound, and Williams going to the bucket, took one too many steps. He was trying to get through all the traffic. And it's going to be a travel, and Steel High will have the basketball.
But now the Rollers still clinging to one-point lead, but now the Crusaders continuing to pick up full-court pressure.
It's going to be Jackson in the backcourt. 5.5 minutes to play. Steel High leads by one, 55-54 for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship. Long three from Jackson. It's good. That was about 26 feet.
He has no conscience whatsoever when it comes to taking shots from the outside. Gantz sagged for just a moment, and that was enough for him to pull the trigger.
He thought about it. Now it's going to be Callie driving baseline. No good. Rebound tipped up and around. Still being fought for. Bowman had his hands on it for a second, and we're going to get a foul called against McDevitt.
Gantz? I think this is four.
I think it's Callie.
Yeah, it's Gantz.
Wow.
It's a tough call, but I think the right call. Because Bowman was coming out of there, and Gantz reached in to try to get the basketball and didn't get it cleanly. And they'll keep him in with 5 minutes to go.
Jackson driving right around Gantz, but fired a pass at Bowman's feet, and he couldn't control it out of bounds.
And that's also, Steve, where Jackson, not recognizing that he's got somebody with four fouls on him, takes him inside, and Gantz had to just let him go. I wouldn't be surprised. This is going to be a timeout for Bishop McDevitt. And the reason for this, they have to change defensive strategy now that Gantz has four fouls.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 4:47 left to play in the fourth. It is Steel High 58, Bishop McDevitt 54. Back here for this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Glad you're with us here tonight. We've had a great contest on the floor here, trying to settle the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship. Steel High leads Fish McDevitt 58-54 with 4:47 left.
We have just seen two heavyweights go head-to-head in this one, and each one has taken some of the best punches from the other team. And right now it's the Rollers who have the slight advantage by four. McDevitt having to call timeout, I think, more to change their defensive strategy. We'll see when they go back to the zone this time down.
Ray, baseline jumper is good. A 12-footer from the left side. And it's 58-56. The lead cut to two. Rollers with the basketball and the lead. Here goes Jackson to the bucket. His shot is blocked by Gimmel, but Fleming is right there where it was blocked to.
They've changed defense. Bowman now has Gantz on him.
And Gantz will pick his pocket. He poked it away. Gantz with a steal. Four on two. They go over to Ray to the bucket. No good. Rebound is put back up and in. That was Williams. And McDevitt has tied it at 58. Here comes Jackson to the bucket the other side. Gets it to Greer underneath. Puts it up and in. And there is a foul.
Going to count.
Yeah, it is going to count.
Steve, it's good. I think it's going to be Ray who picks up the personal.
Yeah, it looks like it's Ray.
His second. And Greer now ties his career high with 22. What a time to do it when your team needs you the most.
Yeah, it's at the line here for Greer for the three-point play. This is too strong. Rebound grabbed by Gantz.
The first shot he's missed all night.
Here comes Gantz. Right side. Comes over to Gimmel. Down to Ray in the left corner for three. Got it. Mark Ray with a big three-pointer, and McDevitt takes the lead, 61-60.
Can't panic here, and I think you have to try to attack Gantz.
Here goes Jenkins, tries to pass it off to Greer, but it was tipped, and then Greer deflected it out of bounds. It'll be McDevitt basketball.
I think what Steel High is doing right now, Steve, is they're so concerned about attacking Gantz with the four fouls that they're going about it out of control and trying to get dribble penetration. They're getting caught too far in. They have to be more patient offensively in how they're going to attack.
McDevitt now trying to shorten the game a little bit as Gantz just dribbling with it in the front court. Now finally passes it over to Gimmel on the left side.
Steel High forced to go man-to-man because McDevitt pulling the ball out with 3 minutes left to go.
It's going to be Fleming that's on Gantz. They work a screen for him. Gantz going down the left side, way out, tries the shot, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Jenkins dribbles it away from the traffic now in the backcourt.
Not a good shot from Gantz either because he brings the ball inside, has a couple guys on him, but no wakeside rebounding help. And Coach Binder, who is currently at about a .8 binder, has called timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 2:45 left to play in the fourth. It's McDevitt 61, Steel High 60. Back after this is the Roller Basketball on double.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser here. 2:45 left on the clock here in the fourth. It is Fish McDevitt 61, Steel High 60. Rollers will have the basketball out of the timeout.
I think the interesting thing here is if you're Steel High, who's the option you go to? Because normally it would not be Jerron Greer, but tonight, why not?
He's in the mix.
But I think right now the guy who has been the one usually creating is whoever Malik Gantz is guarding, because with four fouls, they know he can't go as hard. So we'll see who Gantz comes out and plays, and we'll see if he's the guy who gets the basketball. Bowman has Gantz on him.
Jackson with it, left side, top of the key, fires the three. That's no good, but Greer gets the rebound out by the foul line over to Jenkins. He thought about it. Now he'll take it anyway, and he's got it.
Thought about it? Please. He's taking that one.
63-61. Now Gantz will try a three at the other end. That's no good. Rebound by Steel High. It's Jenkins bringing it down. Gets around Gantz. Going to the bucket. It gets blocked from behind to McDevitt with the rebound. It's Gemmel with it. Down to Ray. Tries the three. I'm sorry, that's Hopkins over there. He tried the three, and it is good. 64-63. McDevitt down court. Shot blocked underneath.
That's going to be fouled. James Williams, and definitely the contact that time. They've let a lot go of the last couple minutes. They could not let that one go, and now the Rollers were under 2 minutes to go. This is where, over the last couple games, they have shored up their foul shooting situation. Can they make them where they matter now?
Lee Fleming at the line. Statistically, second worst of the starters at 59%, and he misses the first.
These are tough. You're shooting at an open end zone behind you. You haven't really taken many shots in the game because he's pretty much doing a lot of the other things, trying to hit the glass and playing defense. They need this one to tie it.
Second shot, Fleming. It's good. We're tied. 64-64. Minute 55 left to play. McDevitt with the basketball.
And the fact that it's tied means that Steel High can sag back into their 3-2 zone. They don't have to extend and play man-to-man. And it also means McDevitt can play a little keep away. Not a true four corners because they're not running an actual offense out of this. They're just passing the ball back and forth.
Down in the corner, Ray open for three. He'll take it. It is good.
He's feeling it outside, and they sort of got Steel High a little bit too relaxed defensively.
Rollers trail by three now. Here comes Jenkins down the left side. In the corner. Now he's trapped. Gets a pass out to Jackson. Underneath it gets to Greer. Back out Jackson, top of the key. Couple dribbles. He's going to take the three. That's off the mark. Rebound is fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball, and Steel High is going to have possession. Great job by Greer.
Yeah, it was a good call, too, because Greer definitely had the basketball for a long enough period of time. Even though Williams had the better positioning on it, Greer, just the sheer strength of his hands, able to hold on to it.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 104 left to play in the fourth quarter. Fish McDevitt 67, Steel High 64. Back after this is the Roll of Basketball on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Minute four left on the clock here. It is McDevitt 67, Steel High 64. The Rollers will have the basketball here.
You don't have to take a three here.
No.
That being said, they're going to take a three because that's what this team
does.
They
do, yeah.
That's what they do, and that's what they shoot. But you don't need a three if you can get an easy two.
Now pass it to Fleming. He'll get it top of the key to Bowman. Bowman will drive, kicks it over. Greer, baseline jumper, that is good. Only a two-pointer for Greer, about a 15-footer.
That's fine. Now you have to defend, and if you have to foul, you do, but you can be aggressive because you only have 15 fouls.
Gantz cross midcourt. Fleming picks up the pressure. Gantz passes it off to Ray. Ray, Gantz tipped it up, and it's grabbed by Jackson, and he is fouled.
And he is fouled out. Gantz is gone.
That is Gantz. Jackson had a little teeny wave to him.
Wow. An unforced error, really, more than anything for the Crusaders as they throw the ball, and Gantz so close, the proximity was poor from the Crusaders offensively. It deflects off Gantz, and as he's trying to scramble for the loose ball, reaches in and commits a fifth foul. Now it's only team foul number six. But now Steel High has the basketball with 36 seconds left to go. We have a little bit of time because of the substitution. I'm going to say this, Steve. From a defensive standpoint, this does not hurt McDevitt as much as what you might think, because now you can have somebody who is a very aggressive defender in this situation.
Now pass gets to Fleming in the backcourt. Breaks the timeline. Goes right down the lane. Kicks it off to Greer. Puts it off the glass.
It's been his day. And Steel High leads by one.
68-67. 24 seconds left. Here comes McDevitt. Down by one. Cross midcourt. That is Gemmel. His pass will be tipped and knocked out of bounds. They'll end with 15 seconds left on the left sideline.
They still have one timeout, and after that, they need to call. Coach Gaffney calls the timeout. Wow. Jerron Greer out of nowhere, folks. 26 points for Steel High. If he's missed a shot, it's been one, and he missed a foul shot. But what an unbelievable game he has had today to carry Steel High to this point. And now you have Steel High needing defensively to come through. And Crusaders of Fish McDevitt without their trigger man. Malik Gantz is the guy who would have the ball in his hands, who wants to take the last shot here, and he will have to watch the last 15.9 seconds and see who gets to take it. Steel High with five team fouls. This is also something that can be an issue as well. Do you take a foul at some point to force McDevitt inbound again? I don't think they will. I think they're just going to play straight-up defense. But if you are Bishop McDevitt, who's your guy? I think it's got to be Mark Ray at this point.
Got to be Ray or Hoppy.
But Ray's been the guy with a hot hand here in the second half. You've got to work something and try to get a shot for Ray and see if Williams can get on the glass down low if it's a miss.
So Williams and Greer get into it a little bit. The official will step in and say something to him, and now they're squared away. Gemmel to inbound. It gets into Hopkins. Hopkins, 14 seconds on the clock, center circle. Trying to get around Jenkins. Goes right side, drives himself to the bucket, no good. Rebound, Steel High. It is loose on the floor. And is it a foul?
Foul. Yep. One Fish McDevitt. It'll be a one-and-one at the other end for Steel High.
5 seconds on the clock. Rollers by a point.
Hopkins had a nice look, just didn't make the shot. Again, that normally would be Malik Gantz. And with him being out of the game with fouls, he's not there to try to finish that one. He's definitely a lot higher. And Coach Binder, who is at a full 1.0 at this point, calls his final timeout to talk strategy. And the strategy is basically this. What do you do, make or miss? And it's very, very simple, Steve. If you are the Rollers, no matter what, as soon as the ball is in the hands of Fisher McDevitt, you foul. And the reason you foul is because you still have a team foul to give at this point. So whether they make the both foul shots, whether they make the first and miss the second one, no matter what it is right now, I think fouling has to be an option. And McDevitt has no timeouts remaining. So it's not like if they miss the shot, they can call a timeout, throw a long pass up the floor. But that has to be a consideration as well. But now it is foul shots to try to make sure that the Crusaders cannot beat you in regulation. And it is Ja'Kai Jenkins who will go to the line for the first time tonight, a 73% shooter, the guy you probably would want on the line if you're Steel High.
1-1 for Jenkins. Rollers lead by one with 5 seconds left. The first shot from Jenkins. On the way. It's good. Another clutch free throw from the Rollers here in the playoffs.
And no thought here of missing intentionally, because a miss allows you to possibly lose the game. You definitely try to make this shot.
Second shot from Jenkins to try to put him up by three. It's on the way. It is good. 70-67. Inbound pass gets to Gemmel. Going down the right side. He just throws it up. And
Bowman fouled him. They were trying to foul before he threw up the shot. A tremendous job by Gemmel in recognizing that and getting the shot off. He'll be at the line to try to tie it. He's got three shots.
They're not going to give him the shooting foul.
Oh. That was tough. Tough for Bishop McDevitt. But the plus side now for them is this. They have an inbounds where they can get the ball in and get a shot off with 2.2 to go. 2.2 seconds. Gemmel gets it in. Hopkins, one dribble, tries the three. It is no good. And the officials run off the floor, and the Rollers are the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Champions. What a tremendous basketball game. And ladies and gentlemen, what a tremendous job by a team deemed to be by many people to be too small, to not be deep enough. And Coach Rick Binder will tell you himself, this is not the best Steel High team he's ever had, but this team is gutty. And tonight, the Rollers gut it out and win a district title against Bishop McDevitt, their 15th district title all time. Congratulations, Rollers.
And the third time's the charm against this Bishop McDevitt team who had beat them by double digits twice this year. The Rollers get the sweetest of revenge here at the Giant Center, and they claim the District 3 Basketball Championship. We'll take time out. When we come back, we'll have the post-game show again. Our final score, Steel High 70, Bishop McDevitt 67. Back after this is the Roller Basketball on WMSN.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Highspire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number is 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Pete's East End Pub, 12443 South Front Street in Steelton, is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
And welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here on the post-game show where Steele High just defeated Bishop McDevitt 70-67 for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship. The players have just received their gold medals, and they'll soon accept the trophy, symbolic of the District 3 Basketball Championship, the 15th one to put in the case at Steele High Spire.
It's just an amazing game. What an amazing performance from the Rollers here this evening. And they came out, and this is a team that is playing with such an unbelievable confidence right now. They came out knowing that they had lost two previous games, knowing that in the previous round that almost nobody gave them a chance to beat Susquehanna Township. And they come into this game with the same feeling, and they come out and pull off what would be considered an upset. When you lose to a team by double digits two times in the season, and then you turn around and beat them in the most important game of the season, what a performance tonight from Steele High. A team that I think the thing that typifies this team is the lack of fear that this team has on the floor.
Oh, yeah, they're not afraid of anything.
The way that Kayvon Jackson, Jaquai Jenkins, will stand outside and just shoot anytime they have an opening, because they know a lot of times they're going to knock it down. Anytime that Daquan Fleming in the open floor takes it strong to the inside despite his lack of size. The way that in this game, especially, Jerron Grayer, I mean, what can you say about the job that Jerron Grayer did tonight?
Yeah.
A career-high 26 points, continually taking it at bigger players to the inside with no fear whatsoever, and had the game of his life. And he does that in a district championship game. You have had other players in the past who will go down in Steele High lore. Jerron Grayer has that night tonight.
Yeah. I mean, most valuable player in this game. That's an understatement.
No, it's not even close. I mean, it was a tremendous effort all the way around, but without Grayer having the game of his life, the Rollers aren't in it.
No.
And that's because they would have lacked the one thing that they desperately needed that finally they got. The first two times that the Rollers played against Bishop McDevitt, Grayer had 8 points and 6 points, respectively. So, was he a presence? Yes. But was he a dominant force the way he was tonight? Definitely not. You throw in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of Malik Gantz not having his best night. Did not seem like he was completely comfortable, maybe rushing things a little bit at times, and definitely was in the wrong spot at the wrong time a couple times on fouls, and ends up fouling out of the game at a place where, number one, they could not afford to lose him because of the spot they were at in the game. They needed his presence, because if there's anybody the Crusaders need to have the ball in his hands at the end, whether he shoots or makes the decision who's going to shoot, you want him to have the decision. The last shot is being taken by somebody, and it's not Malik Gantz because he's on the bench. That's a tough break for McDevitt. Can this team make a run and regroup? Sure. But this is the one that both these teams wanted, and it's Steele High who comes out with the win.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll run over the post-game statistics in this championship ball game. Again, our final score here tonight, Steele High 70, Bishop McDevitt 67. Back with more of the post-game show after this. Here, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steele High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years.
Portney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Portney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Portney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Linda Grady Mahaffey, RE/MAX Realtor. Linda serves the Steelton, Swatara, and Middletown area, as well as the entire mid-state. Buying or selling a home? Linda Grady Mahaffey can be reached at 608-5990. Linda's new company, North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, can handle your residential real estate appraisals. Their number is 364-3530. That's RE/MAX Realtor, Linda Grady Mahaffey, and North Mountain Appraisals Incorporated, proud supporter of high school athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here on the post-game show where Steel High just won their 15th District 3 championship over Bishop McDevitt here this evening, 70-67.
And the first loss for McDevitt in three tries in the district championship game, although they hadn't been there since 1989. This was a team that had very high expectations coming in, and they finally got back to the game. They expected to be there last year and got knocked out early. This year, they thought this was going to be their year, and they find the trophy just 3 points away from their grasp as the Rollers win. Let's look at the final statistics in this one for Steel High. Jerron Greyer, a career high, 26 points for the Rollers tonight. It was 12 points for Jaquai Jenkins. It was 11 for Kayvon Jackson, 10 for Ja'Kai Bowman off the bench. Jaquan Fleming with 8 points, and Malachi Young with 3. For Bishop McDevitt, Malik Gantz, 21 points, but again, fouling out late in the contest with about under 40 seconds left to go, and was not on the floor at the end of the game when McDevitt trying to find the tying shot. James Williams with 16 points. Mark Ray with 15 points, 8 of them in the fourth quarter as the Crusaders tried to get back on top in the game. Reggie Hopkins had 11 points, and Kyrie Kelly, the lone bench points, with 4 points tonight for the Crusaders. Shooting the basketball tonight, compared to what they did the other night, Steel High was not as sharp from outside the arc, making only 7 three-point baskets, which for a lot of teams would be a ton of them. For Steel High, it's probably about usual. For McDevitt, they actually shot the three ball better from the outside, but that's not their game. They don't want to settle for being a jump shooting team, but they made 9 of them tonight to keep them close. But at the end, Coach Rick Binder, in his first season back at Steel High, the man's a magician. He just is. The man understands how to coach basketball, and I think more than anything, and this is the thing that people have said different things about Coach Binder over the years, but the bottom line is this. When it comes to the basketball court, he gets the most that he can out of his players. They respond to him, they work hard for him, and they work hard for their teammates. And it was that effort tonight that gives Steel High a district championship.
I will take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about the state draw, because that's all that's left for these teams. We'll look at where these...
I think there's going to be a celebration for Steel High before that, too.
Obviously.
But yes.
That's all that will be left in the following 3 weeks, and we'll talk about who these teams will play and where they'll likely be. Again, when we come back, our final score once again, Steel High 70, Bishop McDevitt 67. Back one final time after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Pete's East End Pub, 12443 South Front Street in Steelton, is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back one final time here to the Giant Center, where Steel High defeated Bishop McDevitt 70-67 here this evening. And again, nothing's going to replace the feeling of a loss here for Bishop McDevitt, but they do, in our opinion, get maybe a little bit better of a draw in the state playoff as the runner-up from District 3 because they stay away from the two buzzsaws the longest.
And I think now what most people understand about state playoffs is it is very difficult for any team in AAA to advance past the District 12 champion or the District 12 third place team, because those are the two teams of note from the Philadelphia Catholic League. The one seed from District 12 will be Archbishop Carroll. Newman Goretti will be the number one seed, and it is Bishop Carroll, Archbishop Carroll, who will be the number three seed.
Imatep Charter is not bad. They're playing Newman Goretti, I believe, tomorrow night for the District 12 AAA championship.
Right.
Most expect Newman Goretti to win.
If they don't, it may change things a little bit. Except for the only thing it changes is it actually would make McDevitt's path a little bit easier than what we anticipate now. This is what it looks like as we speak. Steel High's next game will be next Friday night at a location that will be probably someplace close to home, most likely if they use what they have in the past, probably over at the old barn.
Or the Spartan Center.
It'll be one or the other, usually, is where they've been playing games lately. So regardless of who it is, where they play, it'll be the third seed out of District 11. That's either going to be Tamaqua or Salisbury. District 11 is not a hotbed this year for basketball, at least not 3-deep.
And I looked at their schedules, and I didn't really come across an impressive win that either of them had.
No.
Tamaqua, they're 20-6. They have four losses to Pottsville on the year.
Yeah, but Pottsville's undefeated. Right. And so is it a game that you would expect Steel High to be able to win? Yes. But you also, you're coming off a district title, a very emotional run through the playoff round. You have to get up against a team that all of a sudden now you are expected to win for the first time maybe in the last couple games. So and that, I think, mentally will be the biggest challenge for them. You win that game, congratulations. Unless Octorara or Glenn Mills, the District 1 champion, is able to do it, you're going to get Archbishop Carroll, and that is a lock for 12-3. That's where they are in that. Now, if you can get through that, you're actually in the western half of the bracket. So I think that is the one thing for Steel High when you're looking at the potential path. If you can get past Archbishop Carroll, in a way, considering how a lot of people would consider a lot of the basketball in the state of Pennsylvania, you probably don't have that bad of a route if you get past that second round game. But you have to win the first round game first, and then you're going to have the biggest challenge in round two.
And for Bishop McDevitt, they would be looking at a potential, if they can win their first game against Charles Auden Reed, which is a Philadelphia Public League team.
And I looked at their stuff. They just lost to Archbishop Carroll 71-46.
Yeah.
And not a single impressive win at all. And honestly, McDevitt, as long as mentally they're back on track, should have no problem in that first round game.
And then the second round game is either against the District 4 champion, Shamokin or Milton, and the for the District 11 runner-up, Pottsville or Allentown Central Cap.
And honestly, I would expect McDevitt, assuming they win the first round, they would be favored in that game. I would completely expect Bishop McDevitt to be the team that would come through there. And after that, you would expect the Buzzsaw to be waiting next, assuming it's probably Newman Gretti at that point, or Imhotep if they would happen to upset Newman Gretti. But it basically all comes through District 12. It's just a matter of when you have to play one of the Buzzsaws, and on that night, you have to be your best.
Yep,
and as well as the Rollers played tonight, this effort tonight was fabulous. But it still isn't enough, I don't think, to beat one of those two teams. They have to keep getting better if they're going to make a run to a state championship.
Last non-District 12 team to win a AAA boys state title.
Steel High.
Steel High, 2008. It has been Newman Gretti, I think, four times. Archbishop Carroll has it once, and Imhotep won one when Donegal upset Newman Gretti. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Imhotep beat Donegal in the Eastern Final.
But proof that it can be done.
Yeah.
And how this team is playing right now, and I think also, most importantly, the confidence that they're playing with and the way that they can hit shots in bunches when they're on, give them a shot against anybody right now. I don't think you have another team normally that you have so many outside shooters that you have to guard wherever they are on the floor. And we've seen Jenkins get hot. We've seen Jackson get hot. We've seen Bowman get hot all around the arc. You know Fleming at any point can explode, and all of a sudden tonight it was Jerron Grayer who shows that they may have something inside as well for these teams coming down the stretch.
That was a great team effort by the Rollers here tonight, and they get the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship, the 15th one that'll be in the cases in the halls of Steelton High Spire High School. That's going to wrap up our coverage of Steel High Basketball here tonight. We've got Harrisburg Heat Soccer, I believe, tomorrow and Saturday
yes.
night.
Hey, Cowboy Monkeys tomorrow night. They're monkeys hurt riding horses.
Ride stuff. It's going to be
hurting sheep.
It'll be a great show.
That will be. And hopefully the Heat are able to keep it close with the Baltimore Blast tomorrow, who are a team that not many people, even ones that have been winning games, have had much of a chance against. And then on Saturday, a game that the Heat really have a real shot at. And always a fun time when Detroit comes in. And
still don't know what the Waza flow is.
It doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. They have a couple guys on that team that every time they come in, it seems like fireworks happen. So come on out on Friday and Saturday. You got monkeys tomorrow and a Waza flow after that. And then we'll have Steel High next week.
Yes, we will have Steel High on Friday night. Again, that game likely will be the late game wherever it is. And we'll be there. It'll probably be somewhere close to here. Again, we speculate either the arena, if they use it, or the Spartan Center, or somewhere else very local to the Steelton and High Spire area. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. I want to thank our studio producer, Jordan Myers.
Great job,
Ben. Did a great job on everything all night. For Brian Kaiser, this is Steve Leedy saying good night from the Giant Center. Again, our final score, Steel High, 70, Bishop McDevitt, 67. The Rollers are the District 3 AAA boys basketball champions. And you heard it live here on WMSN.
You've been listening to high school playoff basketball on WMSS. Tonight's game was brought to you in part by TJ's Car Wash, Courtney Printing, Seabird's Garage, Pete's East End Pub, Steelton Italian Club, 230 Cafe, Mid-Penn Bank, Linda Grady, Remax Realtor, Don Fury Construction, and by Jazzland. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.